Check, check, check.
Ping pong, pong,
ping pong,
pong, ping pong, pong,
ping pong, slingshot.
Another one.
I don't know. I just made that one up.
That's a good one.
Pangolin.
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 What is a pangolin?
Pangolin. Is it like a tiny little small kind of armadillo type creature? It's slightly armoured.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Leathery looking thing. I'm going to say somewhere South America. I believe quite endangered.
I reckon it's probably more likely that if I have seen one on the TV,
yep,
it would have been more likely on a Disney film than a nature documentary.
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing where the family of them crop up,
yeah,
living near a castle.
Yes, yeah, family of pangolins, yeah, and they ride on unicorns.
Something like that.
Yeah. Although if you watch the David Attenborough version, they'd have been fucking...
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. You know, I prefer the cleaned up Disney, yeah. Call me a prude. I like to see my pangolins just knocking about, enjoying life, not just rotting.
David, I know you're 96 or 97.
Here you go again, rotting.
But, whoa,
rotting,
that libido has not calmed down, has it?
Did not show the animals in a different light, Dave? What about for recreation? Yeah. Or rotting. And here we have the pangolins.
Maybe they could be wearing some
rotting
rather
again.
Nice negligees.
They're on unicorns, Dave. Leave it out.
Ooh, come on, Jamie.
So, rest period one on the squat. First one back. We've had a break in recording, haven't we, Tom?
We have, yeah.
Due to diarrhea permitting issues.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't quite... I didn't quite have the full... Well, I had a bit of an episode, which prevented us from lifting last week.
Mm.
I'll talk you through the keystones of it, if you like.
Yeah, why not?
So, picture the scene. It was when we were supposed to lift Thursday, so it was Wednesday. I was out and about doing chores. I found myself at the local retail park between meals.
Yeah.
And I'd popped into Marks and Spencer's because the wife had requested some sort of gluten-free product that only they do. So I normally mind sweep. I normally go Aldi and M&S.
Yeah.
And really, you know, I'm pleased with that spectrum of goods.
So, yeah, Aldi for value.
Yeah.
M&S to pick up a few island purchases, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and just a few premium items.
Yeah. Such as what, Gold Top Milk?
Well, Lulu likes the gluten-free range that M&S offer. So that sort of thing. Or they sometimes have bargain price on Prosecco.
Mm.
That's very much their lost leader. M&S Food Hall. If M&S Food Courts do a lost leader, it's Prosecco for £8.
It's got to be in it, yeah.
Yeah. That's their... Whereas Aldi would go, beans are 2p!
Yeah.
M&S would go, Prosecco's £8.
Yeah. It's only £8 this week, darling.
It causes the same ripple through the...
I know you may have seen it in the co-op for £7, but we're only selling it for £8.
Yeah, and somehow that's... Everyone screams towards them running.
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it? And whilst I was in Marks and Spencer's, I found myself at the clearance bit. You know, the sort of the end of the fridge.
Yeah.
The sort of bookend of the fridge, if you like. And that's the clearance bit. And I helped myself to...
Just a group of middle-aged dads circling at like hungry bears.
Exactly. And I
poking at a dead carcass.
I plumped for some sushi that was knocked down in price. And I've never... I mean... You're never
on terra firma with
clearance sushi.
Clearance. I think that's
And I'll be honest, I wouldn't...
That's the name of today's podcast episode.
I wouldn't do it again.
You're never on terra firma with clearance sushi.
You're not, and I wouldn't do it again. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I did weigh it up in my mind. I didn't just charge in. I had the clearance sushi in my hand, and it wasn't absolute tumble down. You know when occasionally you'll see, like, some coleslaw for 4p?
Yeah.
Like in the co-op, when they've just slash, and it's literally on the way to the bin.
Yeah.
Was
it's
anyone
taking
want
itself
this
to the bin.
For 4p?
It's bubbling.
Yeah.
Do you want it to unblock a drain or something?
You could get drunk on it. It wasn't that bad. It was 4 quid. The sushi was something like 4 quid reduced to 3.30.
Right, okay. So they'd say 70p off. Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe what you need to factor into this, This is Marks and Spencer's reduced.
Absolutely.
So actually, we don't knock that much money off.
Oh, I see.
But it could be gaslighting you into thinking,
yeah, it's a buy
hey, it's M&S. This has got to be bulletproof.
Absolutely. Well, that's.
Hey, I'm saving 70p.
Well, my thought was, I wrestled with every type of thought.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if it's M&S a bit dodgy, it's probably, let's say, Tesco normal.
Right.
And I don't mean, I'm not having a go at anyone.
No, you're not having a go at anyone.
I'm just saying that surely M&S is so far good that it can tolerate a knockback and still well be within the Food Standard Agency's level of bacteria or whatever it is.
Yeah, I've had a theory with M&S and their food in general, having eaten a lot of it up and down the motorways, which, credit where it's due, it felt like a revolution to the jobbing comedian,
didn't it?
M&S
vitamins
at the service
on the
station.
Yeah.
I can now buy fruit.
Yeah.
I can buy raw veg.
Yeah.
If I want to eat some, hummus or some snap peas or something.
Yeah.
Instead of just shoveling ginsters through my system. Yeah, exactly. There is some something that looks like food.
It's welcome on the motorways. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. But as you know, as time goes on, I do have a suspicion. I can't imagine they're getting their chickens from a better place than Sainsbury's, Tesco's, Aldi, or Lidl's. They're all coming from these big chicken farms. They call it Oakham chicken, don't they? In Marks and Spencer's, I've noticed.
Where they have like a photo of the farmer on the front.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, I've not seen him cuddling a chicken, which he's about to murder, isn't it? Many ways. It's Stockholm Syndrome advertising, isn't it? But there's a place near Leicester, isn't there, called Oakham? And I wonder whether that is where the poultry genocide
chicken
occurs.
Farm. Yeah,
I do wonder.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's talk through the sushi box. So it's £4.
It's £4
RRP down to £3.30.
Yeah. Now,
what are we looking at in the box? Is there the cooked prawn mounted on rice?
No, I mean I don't want to sound like an absolute Luddite, but I ate it in the car. Don't really know what it was.
Yeah, you didn't even look at
it. Didn't really look at it. It was nice.
You just shoved it in.
It was nice. I just shoved it in.
You were looking for the hit of the wasabi.
And the
pickled ginger.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you which exact sushi it was. I never really know anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm same with dim sum, really.
Was there a bit of salmon, raw salmon?
There wasn't
salmon.
That curly up on the rice thing. These were all, I tell you, so it was the category of sushi that's wrapped in, I think it's like a seaweed derivative.
Right, yes.
And
then it's
basically turned into a long sausage and sliced. More like what you'd say is a Swiss roll.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's a squirt of... It wasn't served with a wasabi and a soy sauce pouch. There was just a generous squirt of like a yellow mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And whether it was yellow by design or evolution of bacteria is unknown.
Very hard to tell.
But no, it was fine. It was absolutely fine. Wolfed it down.
So a juice of unknown origin.
Yeah. Wolfed it down. Prior to this, or like bubbling along at the same time, I keep hurting my lower back as we lift weights and stuff. So
we are an absolute shining advert for weightlifting.
So I'd been looking into this, the idea of what's it called now, an anterior pelvic tilt. Basically, it just means that
I think you can get those from Ann Summers.
I'm sure you can. It's in that dodgy. We've got to go through an extra curtain.
Yeah.
And it really warned you. Seriously. Like, there are some wrong ones beyond this point. You get...
Yeah, an astonishing we're allowed on the high street.
You get...
It's basically a sex farm back here.
It comes down to when I do the squat, I'm not tensing my abs enough.
Right.
Possibly my arse enough.
Yeah.
So, and Summers will deal with one or the other, but not both. So, as a result, I'd been doing these stretches at home that involve my abs.
Yeah.
Right? So, cue to later on that evening.
Pelvic floor, is that involved in this at all?
No, not really. No, I don't think that's part of the issue. But later on that night, and then the final piece of the jigsaw was that, as I've discussed in depth, I've no shame about this, but I wear a see-through nail polish, Rob, an acrylic.
Yeah.
To stop me biting my nails and strengthen them. It's great for playing the guitar, great for DIY. I might have mentioned before that I wouldn't mind one day just having a PZ2 screwdriver filed into you know, my index finger. I think it would be more than,
you
could
do
than
plasterboards that way, couldn't you? Yeah. Self-tapping plasterboard screw, straight in.
So, I apply acrylic, see-through acrylic. You can't tell I'm wearing it.
Can you open paint tins?
I can scratch paint off stuff that the kids have got paint on. I mean, they're incredibly. You feel like Inspector Gadget. but as a result, every 10 to 18 days, I have to do my nails.
Yeah.
So the nail polish. The nail polish remover comes out,
yeah,
and I have to take the old stuff off,
yeah,
give them a file down,
yeah,
and apply a fresh coat of this hard as nails acrylic see through whatever it's called, matte top coat, definitely called that.
It must be matte.
It's got to be.
Otherwise,
matte,
you look look like you've been well. And there's nothing wrong with painting your nails.
Not
it is 2024.
I could just claim to be in a band at the weekend. So
yeah, like, exactly,
anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't mind that. I choose a matte top coat. Took the nail polish off. Didn't really screw the lid of the acetone, which is the harsh as fuck chemical that you use to take nail polish off.
Yeah.
And anything that you put acetone on, anything,
it's gone.
Changes forever once you've dabbed a bit on. Anything that changes something about it. It fades it, it dulls it. I don't know what it is. It's extraordinary stuff. You can get, and I tried it, acetone. It is acetone, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
I always get muddled up with that with the stuff that's in overhead projectors.
Acetate.
Right, there you go. So acetone is the fluid.
Is the fluid, yeah.
You can get an acetone-free nail polish.
Right.
Awful.
Mm.
Of course it doesn't work.
Doesn't do the
job. It just
job.
Doesn't work. It just sludge. Yeah. It just,
it's like vegan cheese.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah. It's like this is not any... The reason it's got that in it, because that's the thing that
that's
did...
That's the thing that makes it
everything
do what
else
it does.
Was just diluting down or stabilising or preserving for longer the thing that does it.
Mm.
Take the thing that does it out and it's... absolute benign rubbish.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I have to use the proper stuff. And I remember feeling a little bit high from the fumes of it.
Right, yeah.
The next news...
How many hours after the bargain
whilst
sushi
I was doing
was
it, I was... after the clearance sushi, it must have been four.
Okay.
4 to 6.
Yeah.
I'd done lots of abdominal exercises that day as well.
Yep.
So... as I sat at the desk,
you're and winding was, yourself up like a coiled spring,
just layering on problem after problem, time bomb after time bomb, just a load of hand grenades without pins
rolling around.
Any
on
of
the
these
floor.
Could go off. And I was watching, so I was taking my time because I was watching a football match. And but the next thing I know, I start to feel queasy.
Yeah.
Midriff wise, and I put it down immediately to the abdominal exercises.
Yeah.
I think, no, it's just that. And then I start to feel really weird thinking, I think it's the acetone.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, but what about the clearance sushi?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got these three, you've got to factor that in.
Three things looming over me. It could be any one of them. And then I got raging hot. And then I thought I was going to shit myself. I ran to the toilet, sat on the loo, expecting it to come out of both ends.
Mm.
You know, I was fighting. Literally 15 seconds before, I was muttering my disdain at a linesman for flagging offside.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine.
Whilst painting your nails.
Whilst painting my nails. Everything was fine. 15 seconds later, I'm ripping my clothes off, sat on the loo, expecting to explode from either end.
Literally like it the scene in America Werewolf in London.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to call you Meatloaf, Jack!
The turnaround, it was... you wouldn't believe it. With my last ounce of strength, I sort of pounced up off the loo like a cat.
Naked.
As naked as I could be.
So what we... Well, let's paint the picture of how naked are we talking.
So top off.
Top off.
Pants and kegs round ankles. So I'm sat on the loo.
Yeah.
They're still round the ankles.
Yeah.
Socks would have been on.
Yeah.
So naked...
You're not a monster.
No. So I pounced up to... my last bit of strength was... I managed... And I was quite impressed with myself. I managed to pounce off the toilet... like I said, like a cat.
Yeah.
And reached up to the window, and whilst sort of in midair, managed to grabbed the lever, pressed the button, turned the handle, pushed the window open, and then...
God,
and then
I felt good about it. Really, so some solace to be found amidst this.
One shot at that. Yeah. And I managed to and fling the window open. And thank God, and that really took the edge off. Because it was freezing outside, so I got cold straight away.
And you had previously evacuated, had you, at this point?
Nothing's been released. Nothing happened from either end. I don't want to be too graphic about this, but the next thing I do is stagger into...
By either end, you mean either vomit or anus.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, without being too graphic.
Yeah. And when I say anus, I mean explosive diarrhea.
Runny feet, without being going into too many details. Graphic. Yeah.
And had I thrown up that clearance, sushi would have certainly made its presence felt on the way back up. Again, without...
Without painting too vivid a picture. Oh, there's that source of unknown origin. Hard to tell it between that and the bile. Yeah, without going into too many details.
All this in the muggy haze of an acetone high. So I stagger back into my office and collapse on the IKEA sofa bed.
Trousers have been pulled back up at this point,
trousers,
I'm assuming.
No, trousers. So I actually...
So you Donald Duck waddled.
I Donald Duck waddled. No option. I mean, at this point, I was so devoid of strength or like cognitive ability or coordination that I couldn't, I thought there's no way I can get
my
trousers. So
you hobbled back into your office with your trousers around, like some horrible March of the Penguins.
Yeah, yeah. And then, allowed myself to almost trip up over my trousers and collapse on the bed.
Yeah.
You know, realising that I'm in landing distance of my bed now.
Do you think there was a slight performative element into that tripping up?
It was a little bit. You know, when someone gets shot in a theatre, I sort of launched myself onto the bed. But I knew I was on safe ground then. The safest ground I'd felt for some time. And then I laid there for 15 minutes.
Trousers around the ankles.
I might have towed them off at this point to try and recapture a bit of dignity. before my wife found me, after she was doing bedtime at the time.
Yeah.
So I had to then wait for her to come up.
Her assistants.
Yeah. She thought I'd had a heart attack.
Yeah.
So I had to talk her down. I was like, no, I'm fine. And then, describe the events without going into too much detail.
Yeah. What was her on-the-spot diagnosis?
Well, so there was just she had the same questions. I did have a temperature, but... she didn't leap to any conclusions, but she certainly went through a lot of questions such as, how cheap was the sushi?
Yeah.
Because it was only then that I revealed that I'd had this clearance sushi. Yeah. How much nail polish remover?
Yeah.
Check the lids and stuff. You've not put the lid on properly.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So she had to rule out or not really rule in things it could be.
You're basically eating some rotten fish and inhaled a nail remover bong.
Yeah. what the hell do you expect? And a load of tummy exercises.
Your cancellation text said, mate, I got a crazy fever come on last night. Absolutely ridiculous. Been in bed most of the day. Theories for illness have been, 1, over inhalation of nail polish remover. 2, foam roller causing lymphic disruption. What was the foam roller?
Oh, so that was from the abdominal exercise.
Right, yeah.
And stretches on my hamstrings and stuff.
All of which can make you shit yourself.
I think it's ruled out, but Lulu mentioned it and we Googled it. And if you do this sort of thing, you can... You know, if you have a massage, a deep tissue sports massage or whatever, you can feel a bit gippy.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. 3... COVID. Either way, I'm polaxed. No way lifting tomorrow.
Could have been COVID. Not again, though. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, that was a tight 5-minute rest period coming in at, I think, around about 15.
Okay, so back under the bar it is.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, top.
Let's do set 2.
That's 70%, I'd say. Just terrible on the piano, Rob. That's the problem.
Beautiful, that. Brothers in Arms, that.
That's right.
So atmospheric, Tom.
Knopfler.
Yep.
That's a A flat with a suspended fourth that's half diminished.
Half diminished. We've got a pressure, haven't we?
Yeah, I've done the... we have, yeah.
How many warm-ups have you done?
I've done 10.
10 of them. Why you line your back and take a deep breath in? That's got it.
None of the strength and conditioning literature I've read recommends wolfing down a pom. In French, it's pom, isn't it? Apple. Un pom. And then pomme de terre is potato, which is apple of the earth.
Apple of the earth.
Yeah.
And Granny Bean once offered us all, when we went around to her old flat, some pomme juice. which is like a pomegranate juice.
Oh.
Squeezed pomegranate juice. And when I was drunk it...
sharp.
Yeah, it's sharp, yeah. And quite bitter.
Yeah.
We all had some, and mine felt like, oh, it's got, has it still got bits of the fruit in it, Gene? And I wasn't looking, very much like you with your bag of sushi. I'm just slurping it merrily down. Then looked in the bottom, there was a large floating piece of solid green mould.
And God!
We went and retrieved the bottle from the fridge, and it gone off about a year before, and it might well have been open for that time as well.
Jesus.
But yep, still here to tell the tale.
Oh.
Yeah, it was solid, and I felt really kind of not physically, not actually sick in my stomach, but just like I really needed to throw up at the thought of what I'd just swallowed.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because the more I thought, this really is quite lumpy.
Right, yeah. So red flags were going off.
I was still...
I bet you were almost slightly angry that you'd not responded to the red flag sooner.
Yeah,
than you
absolutely.
Had,
yeah, I was angry with myself. Yeah. Well, I've done that.
Offered us the way, Rob.
Yeah. Well, I did that with some... I bought some sardines that were on the... on their last day.
Clearance sardines.
And thought they'll be fine.
Thin ice.
Yeah, thin ice. I gutted them as soon as I got home. Barbecued them. It was quite a few summers ago, and then the following day we're on a dog walk, and I had to go prehistoric man.
Did you have any wet wipes or anything?
Bracken.
Wow.
Which very much
Bracken
the,
is
very
like,
much the Isle of the,
so, yeah,
the Isle of the wild white.
Oh God, Isle is, I mean, Bracken is so far down the list of things you want to wipe your ass with.
Yeah,
like you know,
it's up there with twigs.
Yeah, it's one rung above, you know, it's below that, you're just into rock.
I'd rather take a squatting position and repeatedly dab my bottom in dry sand. You know, at the side of a footpath or something.
Want to get a sort of exfoliation.
Yeah. Basically just dab it off. Yeah.
Mm.
But, yeah. Bracken. Bracken it was.
I mean, a dock leaf would have...
Mm.
I would say a dock leaf is actually... A dock leaf's about me now, but much more like your Pampers.
Yeah.
What's the word? You know, the good stuff.
Yeah, Andrex.
Andrex, yeah. With the puppy dog.
Quilted.
Quilted.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dock leaf. It's
one of
nature's padded plants, isn't it?
Exactly.
Sage.
I'd clambered over innocent men for a dot leaf, Tom.
Yeah. Bracken was all that was going, was it?
I'd rather he used nettles.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Tom, I can't let it go from my mind. You came in bounding through the door, hot off the back of a Toby Carvery.
Toby, we visited on Saturday.
But I can still feel it. Yeah,
yeah,
it's still,
it gives you a lift, man.
Yeah,
Toby Carver,
yeah.
Wonderful place.
Yeah.
With children, particularly.
Mm.
And it's kind of got the lot, you know. Because let's face facts, Toby Carver, it's a entry or mid-level roast dinner.
It's the industrial-level roast dinner,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, it's not going to win any awards.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have had trials for county.
Yeah, but it's going to fill you up, isn't it?
It's going to fill you up, my God.
It's the big lad at the back. He's a good centre-back, isn't he? Solid.
I don't have the statistics to hand, but he must kill a lot of livestock.
Toby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's nationwide.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And he'll continue only, to strike, won't he?
Yeah, you're only 5 minutes away from another turkey being flopped on top of the carving rack or another side of lamb. I mean, it's frightening. The carcasses at the end of the day, man, it looks like a... Well, the mind boggles.
A boneyard.
Yeah. But we go on...
Well, just full transparency as well, cards on the table. I sit here with a massive pang of jealousy because obviously my wife is a veggie. Yeah. My children are... My daughter's veggie. My son eats fish every now and then. So wow. I cannot have this experience.
Well, we often go on a Saturday. We combine it with a swim at the local...
Johnfield.
Yeah. Johnfield Civic Pool.
And it is a civic pool, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. So I learned to swim there myself.
Swimming in there often will be the mayor, mayoress.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot
town councillors.
A lot of planning permission deals are done.
Yeah, yeah. In the shallow end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you often see a few portfolios being used as lifeboards.
That's right, yeah. I saw someone get a green light to open up a new fish and chip shop in the footbath. It's all happening there at the Civic Swimming Pool, isn't it?
Beautiful place. But the Toby's not far away from there, the Toby Carvery. And it dawned on me... We've got into a nice routine with it, me and the family. We've been twice now. Great success both occasions. And Saturday's good, it's off-peak.
Mm.
So your price is a little bit lower, a bit more competitive, even though it's very competitive anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But obviously I like it Saturday because it's a bit calmer. Sunday is obviously a shit show.
Yeah.
But... I find that both times I've ordered the extra big plate, your Toby big plate. You basically pick a plate size at Toby. They keep it simple. So I go extra large. And I kind of regret it every time.
Mm.
And I think there's a strange... I'd love to see, someone like Dawkins or someone like... Or who's that fella, Richard Winston, Robert Winston?
Oh, Professor Robert Winston.
Professor Robert.
Yeah.
So take a deep dive on this.
He's local. I think he's at Sheffield University. I've seen him at Sheffield Station.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I mean, if Robert, if you get in touch, man, because have I got a task for you? I think to observe people in the queue at Toby Carvery.
Wonderful.
We need our best academic minds.
Yeah, we've got
this.
To put the best brains on this. Yeah.
It's brilliant. And I think I'm a victim of what happens is when you're in that queue, it might only be 10, 15 minutes long. But you're next to the furnace of the carvery.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you feel like a steel worker from back in the day, you know. So you get raging hot. So by the time you get to the front of the queue, you're giddy.
Yeah.
You're delirious.
Begging for oven gloves.
You're just delirious from the heat. So you don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I've gone for the big plate.
Right, yeah.
On both occasions. And then each time in...
Yeah, I can manage all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll have some turkey as well, yeah. Sausages, please.
And then you load it. And you get, with the extra large one, you get two Yorkshire puddings, which is now... now you've kind of... You know when people put sheet material into a skip?
Yeah.
To give extra wall
height? That's right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your Yorkshire puddings are acting as that now.
That's
so now
right,
you've
got
a bigger breakwater that you can more mashed potato in there, more gravy
absolutely.
In there. Absolutely. So you and it's only when you sit down and you take a sip of your bottomless Diet Coke and cool off a little bit and just take a breath.
Just tail for the tip there. Tom did readjust his glasses when he said bottomless Diet Coke, which I think is a lovely touch I wanted you to get.
You sit down and you get a breath of fresh air and you look down at the absolute horror show of what you've done.
How on earth?
There's no way I'm going to eat.
Are we going to get through this?
What was I thinking? You realise then that you were deliriously high from the heat of the carvery, from the fact that you've got to the front of the queue. Mm. When you're at the front of the queue, if you glance back, man, the faces of the people in the queue.
Yeah.
What are we, thunderous.
Yeah, let's go through them. Who are the characters?
Well, there'll be people bored, when they sat on one hip.
Yeah.
They sat kind of like that, trying sort of imagining they were somewhere else.
Yeah.
Other people you can see are mentally eyeing up the... and doing those calculations of like, when I get there...
Yeah, will I get the scrag ends?
Or the good...
The juicy parts.
Yes. Or will I get the fresh cut of a new one?
Yes.
So you're kind of willing people, go on, mate, have more peas.
More peas. I want them refreshing.
Let's get them peas gone.
Yeah.
Let's have a new peas by the time.
Yeah. My gravy's half cold now. I want a new batch.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that mentally. And it's not like it's anxiety provoking.
Oh, yeah, you go in front of me, mate. We're looking at the scrag ends.
Sorry about that, mate. On you go. It's you know, this deep thought is etched onto people's faces.
Yeah.
So I'd love
They're all making those calculations.
Yeah, like you could do some amazing...
I think meat, and I say this as a meat eater, who probably should eat less than I do, if documentaries are anything to go by. But I do think, is that specific to the meat eater? That it's something about, you want the juicy bits, you want your specific bits. I wonder whether...
Yeah, people don't have the same with cake or with turnips or...
Yeah, yeah.
I want the skin.
Yes, yeah, I want the crackling.
But it does still apply to, like, roast potatoes, for example.
Yes,
I mean,
when
we were there, the batch of roast potatoes that were out, I would have absolutely left in the oven for another 5 minutes minimum.
They were
underdone.
Yeah.
So I'm willing people to get rid of them, and then hopefully the next batch is going to...
Yeah, would have sat in there for longer.
Yeah, and it would have been done to Toby's otherwise excellent standard. And so...
And he's across all of it.
Yeah, so... Yeah. The problem is, of course, is that
he lugs up from murdering another cow.
Just brown those potatoes a bit more. The problem
Toby,
is,
stay outside.
The problem is, of course, that these anemic potatoes aren't being taken.
Yeah.
They're not moving.
No,
like
yeah,
hot
people
potatoes.
Are passing on them. Yeah,
people are passing on them. So, you know, you get these eddy currents like that, which are a bit negative. But the people watching
eddy currents.
The people watching is absolutely gold-plated.
Yeah.
When we were in there, there was a family. It must have been 15, 17 people. Took, like, massive, long, long, long table. Obviously, people of all ages.
Yeah.
And I was watching them miles more than involved with my own family.
Yeah.
I was just...
Well, it's 17 people, isn't it?
Taking it all in. Brilliant. Yeah. And then I'd be watching them for four minutes.
Working out what the event is.
Yeah,
is it just
yeah,
the Sunday
birthday,
meetup?
The Christmas,
is it a birthday?
Yeah, exactly. Never really got to the bottom of that. But there was one guy who had so far been very quiet. He didn't seem like... There was mild chatter from a lot of the other grown-ups. There were kids involved, of course. But this guy had not said much at all. And then the desserts came. And Toby does, you know, like it's quite an old school flamboyant dessert. Sundays, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
ice cream,
a lot
Knickerbocker
glories.
That kind of thing.
That kind of thing.
Served
in
a vase.
Yes, yeah.
A glass thing with scrolly bits on it.
Probably pops down to the retail park and gets from TK Maxx.
Could well do.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Could well
Just
do.
Just next to socks and large bags of bath salts.
Yeah, yeah. Scented candles.
Yeah.
If you see the scented candles, you've gone too far.
Toby, back. Just over there. You got him, Toby.
About five or six desserts come. We're halfway through our mains. Mm. And five or six desserts come to this massive family. And they're all... It's like in a fruit bowl. One of them...
Yeah.
Some of them were child-sized, but some of them were clearly grown up.
Yeah.
And they might have been sharers. They were easy enough for two people, yeah.
Yeah.
But they were, as I say, it looked like a glass version of the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Massive.
There's enough sugar in there to give all 17 of that family
chronic
type 2 diabetes.
Medical conditions, yeah. So the oohs and the ahs that ricocheted through this table were just brilliant. Like, people were then... It was a spiritual experience for them. They were moved. And they were going, oh my God, look at these desserts coming. And it caused such carbonation through the group, the excitement, that the guy who had said not a lot up till now told a story about the other day. He was giving one of his children some Calpol, and the wand was a bit sticky. And when he went to squirt it out, he actually shot it so far it hit the fire alarm. That was the end of the story, but it was met by gales of laughter. Like, everyone was just so charged.
So high, yeah.
Not any ice
free sugar rush.
It was the thought of the sugar rush that just elevated things beyond recognition.
And that's what you can... You can only get that at
a Toby
Carver, can't you? That's Toby.
He's bottled that.
Right,
set two. Set three.
So rest period two on the press, Tom. So just circling back to the Toby Carvery.
Yeah.
So did you finish your plate? Did you clear your
plate? No, miles off. I was miles off.
Yeah.
Each time I was miles off. Felt
Who
really
were the
bad.
Casualties left strewn at the side of the plate?
The mashed potato could, I would say, needs work.
Yeah.
You know, I have a... be absolutely honest with you, Rob, I have zero time for anything other than well-mashed mashed potato. Yeah. This crushed stuff.
Mm. Unless it's in a goose.
That is different.
Yes,
that
different game. Different game. We'll cover that, I think, probably episode 49, 50.
Okay, right. I'm starting to feel a little bit deja vu when I say all this. But no, mashed potato, when served with a roast in standard form, should be thoroughly mashed. And I don't think Toby...
Should be creamed.
Creamed. And the Toby's, you know, leaflet, what they send out to all the restaurants.
He's taking his eye off the ball. That's all it is.
Yeah, he's just... Someone's not dotting the I's, crossing the T's on it.
Yeah.
Just more time under the masher.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So if I get a whiff of any unmashed bits of potato, and halfway, of course, the problem with the Toby Carvery, halfway through the meal, you're then psychologically thinking, because when you're in the queue at Toby Carvery, your head is full of, what am I going to eat?
Yeah.
Halfway through eating it, you're now thinking, what am I going to leave?
Yes, yeah.
Am I not going to eat?
Yeah, that's the equation, isn't it?
So the potatoes, if not fully mashed, for me, straight, well, I'm going to jetty them off.
Yeah.
So with a lot of that...
And how many of the meats did you get in your extra large plate?
I think on the extra large, it's crazy, because on the large one, which is more than enough, you get two.
Right.
I presume it depends on the carver.
Yeah.
As to how much you get. These things, there's a human being involved.
Yeah.
So natural variation there. Because it felt like this time we got loads more, but I'd...
Maybe a retired dinner lady, she's going to give you decent portions.
Yeah. But if you're going for the extra large, you sort of... You can't fail with it, but I think you get two meats of your choice with the standard one. But then when you go up to king size, extra large, whatever it's called, you get three meats.
Wow.
Which is miles more than enough.
So what do you got? Pork?
And two sausages.
Wow.
They just lob on two sausages as well. You're like, just, well...
You're
well,
having
well.
Them.
Yeah. Which is why, of course... I went for the Toby Carvery on Saturday. It's now Tuesday, and I'm still feeling the highs of it.
Yeah, you will be. You see, you had an extra bounce.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell whether it was the low lights or it was a whiff of Carvery about you. But
that's
yeah,
a Toby hop.
An extra bounce, yeah, the Toby hop as you came in through the door. Well, we need to do set three, don't we?
Right.
We might get to a DL today, listeners.
Who knows?
Oof. Imagine that. Actually, completing the workout.
Come on, Jamie!
Hello there, dear listener. Rob here. Just taking a little break from my own interim lift. I was meant to be lifting with Tom today, but sadly, the diarrhoea permitting clause has kicked in again. Kids have got a cough, basically. Long story short. Anyway, if you'd like to support the podcast, there's a few ways you could do it, which we'd really appreciate. The first one, of course, is spread the word about the podcast. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell you someone who you share a sense of humour with. Tell it to someone who needs cheering up. Share it to someone who you feel needs to calm down, maybe as well, and get a grip. Whatever you need, share it with all of your loved ones. We'd really appreciate that. And please give us a rating, I believe, on the things that makes a difference. So if you click on the stars or whatever it is, you know, I know everything demands a rating now, but it appears to be the world we live in. And that helps the robots and the algorithms, and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos helped launch it towards outer space. Christ, I'm out of breath. I'm doing a squat on my own. It's not the same working out on your own. I really do like the social aspect of doing it with Tom. Anyway, and as well, if you really want to, you can support the podcast through Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/Rob Rouse, you can join there for whatever you want to give a month. It's entirely up to you, and you can leave, cancel whenever you want to as well. And there's loads of other stuff up there, loads of other content. There's full shows I've done up there with Helen, and of course all the podcasts. There's our Funny in Real Life show that we did in Edinburgh. I think there's loads of hours of stand-up I've done there, loads of sketches and loads of bits and bobs. So you can support the podcast that way as well. But most of all, I hope you're enjoying it. Have a great day, and here's the rest of the show. Much love.
Come on, Jamie!
Summit there, Tom.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Lemon curd teas. Do you think lemon curd seas? Does that make sense as a lyric? Somebody... Somebody smiles and looks rather interesting. The boy with who's rather caned. There's something there, Tom. Yeah. The resolve.
Yeah, I've loved that, yeah.
Tommy in his garden with garden shears. Ba-da-ba-da-da.
There we go. DL done, Tom. Another weightlift and podcast in the bag. Anything you want to promote hard here?
No,
you got
not.
Any merch you're shifting, Tom?
I'm not shifting any merch. I do have I did a pancakes review in Newcastle TK Maxx.
Yeah.
Last time, but that's still in the can. I've
okay.
Not had, obviously the edit process.
Well, you've got to put it through all the checks and balances, haven't
you? Yeah, the legal team need to scan over it. But I should hopefully have that in time for the next episode.
Great. Well, that's awesome. We'll check us both out live at Tom Riggles, WRT, Tom Rigglesworth on Twitter.
Yeah,
on Insta, you'll find us. Google us, you'll find us.
I know that. I mean, well, I don't know when this episode goes out, Rob.
Neither do I.
I'm in Sheffield this weekend.
Oh yeah, you will have done it by then. It would have got.
Yeah.
It went. How did it go? Great, fantastic.
Fine, yeah.
And you're with us at the Comedy Village in March, which would be fantastic. Go to thecomedyvillage.com for all your tickets. Should we do an exit locker room with Helen in the writing shed?
Should
we say hello? Yeah. An impromptu locker room because we haven't had a.
Sign coming down here,
Rob. Yeah, I need to pop a bit of post-grit in there, don't I, Tom?
Is that
from wind? It's just wind and I think frost heave.
Right.
Yeah, if I had to pick it. I shan't leave the door open too long because she gets angry if we let the hot air out, but just thought we'd just drop an impromptu locker room here at the writing shed.
Yeah, I can. I'm just having my lunch.
You having your lunch? But we don't want to let all... Christ, Helen,
look,
it's so hot.
There's a massager there on that chair if anybody wants a quick...
It is hotter than
a muddy boots
pension is airing cupboard in here as well, Helen.
Yeah.
Have you had a good session writing?
I've finished the first draft of the book.
Have you?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well
huge.
Done.
Huge news.
Hence
huge news.
Just sitting in here eating
an
omelette and feeling smug.
It's like a steam room in here, Helen. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm stood... 80 centimetres from the threshold and it's hitting me in the face like
it really
an oven
is.
Door
it's like a little sauna in the garden.
Yeah, it's great.
Incredible.
Apart from when you come and let all the frigging heat out.
Right,
so you've got some dough proving somewhere in here.
it's a short locker room, Helen, just wanted to say hello but we didn't want to not be on the podcast.
Is there any info have you shaved your head, had any hair lights, any...
No, he's been doing his nails.
Nails, doing his nails.
Does himself now.
I do myself, Helen. I don't need to,
What do you do?
I strip off the old varnish with acetone and quick file down. And then a quick coat of matte top.
Cuticle cream?
And I don't know. I may possibly have an ear look into, though.
Tom reckons his nails are that hard he could screw a posi drive screw into a plasterboard with him.
Next time when the locker room is back in the locker room, I'll give you some cuticle cream.
Beautiful.
Incredible. Well, that's something to look forward to. All coming up on the next episode.
Enriched with vitamin E, is it, that stuff?
Enriched with all sorts.
Jojoba oil.
Yeah, jojoba. I was going to say jojoba as well.
Looking forward to it already.
Probably with a ylang-ylang if you don't, you're not too careful.
Fingers crossed.
All right, well, thank you, Helen. Thanks for joining us in this impromptu locker room chat.
Well, thanks for coming.
And that's episode 54 in the can.
Later.
I close that and the temperature can begin to skyrocket once
to
more.
Raise again.
Amazing scenes.
Like Roald Dahl in there, didn't he write in a shed?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Brilliant.
She's very much like Roald Dahl without the, what would now be seen as objectionable characters. You know, people were mean and they were fat and all those things, weren't they? None of that nowadays. Not in Helen Rutter's books. And her new book.
Her new book, the skinny meanie.
Yeah, her new book, Reggie Houser Has the Power, is out right now to buy wherever you get your books. It's a fantastic book.
Age
8 to 12, so it's banging my wheelhouse. For comprehension.
Yeah.
Worth mentioning is...
Did you read it without putting your finger under the words?
No, I still use a ruler.
Yeah.
I'm not playing games. How's the Picasso running?
Beautiful.
Lovely.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yep, brilliant. I'm having my clutch inspected soon enough. Oh, can I ask you one thing?
Go on.
When you sent me that wonderfully detailed report of your MPG figures, how do you get that MPG to stay up?
So as far as I know, it's...
I'm going to fade it out here, listeners, as we just deal with this. But thank you very much for listening. Send your pan cage reviews in to Rob Rouse. Oh, no, Rob's Comedy Village at gmail.com. Find us on all the social medias. Please spread the word about the podcast. That really helps, doesn't it, Tom?
It does, yeah.
Give it a like and subscribe. That really helps. We're fighting the robots here, ladies and gentlemen and dear friends. So we'll speak to you soon. Loads of love. Take care. Lift heavy if you can. And if you can't, doesn't matter. It's all good.
All right, Rob. Just thought I'd give you an update on the Picasso Grand's interior electronic control system. Previous video, of course, covered various things. I'm actually at the tip with two little helpers here, half turning it. On the steering wheel here, this a little wheelie dial there. I think on a PlayStation it's L1, on a Xbox, I think if you wheel it, then Bill Gates injects you with the truth serum or something. Anyway, just spin that and you get that menu come up, which allows you to change, that's photos. So I've got, I think that's a different topic for another day, how you put photos on there. But you move that wheel and it shows you navigation, if your map's on. But that's how you do it anyway, it changes to media or dials. And then dials is the one which will give you the engine temperature. So it's that little dial there, mess about with that. It's not very intuitive, but if you're gonna buy a car whose country of origin thinks that snails are a food source, there's gonna be a downside. Speak to you soon, bye.